gospel reading today, we hear our Lord asking what comparison he can make for the people of his generation. And he talked about how, like playing a flute, but you didn't dance. We sang a dirge, but you didn't weep. Well, those were the people of his generation. Nothing seems to have changed very much over 2,000 years. And here we are in the same situation. So John the Baptist comes, neither eating or drinking, and you say he's possessed. Jesus comes and says he's a drunken and a glutton and a drunkard. In other words, we will find any and every excuse why we don't need to change our lives. Anything will do, as long as it's not the truth. And it is amazing how pathetic we really are. We will find anything. You look at the holiness of St. John the Baptist. People were going out to him in droves, and you recognize again the difficulty of that. To get to where he was from Jerusalem was a 20-mile walk through very rugged terrain, down a mountain, 7,200 feet to the lowest point on earth. Which maybe if you look at it that way, getting there wasn't quite so bad, but getting back home to Jerusalem, up 7,200 feet, wasn't exactly a cakewalk. And yet all these people were making that trek to go and hear what he was saying, to be baptized, to be able to say, I'm going to change my life. And then you got the ones that say, oh, no, he's nuts. We don't have to listen to that guy. The Son of God comes into this world and he preaches the fullness of the truth because he is the fullness of the truth. Well, but, you know, he's nice to tax collectors. People who we think are sinners, he's kind to them too. So, no, we don't need to listen to this guy. Who do we need to listen to? Do you think if he came into this world and he was condemning everybody, would they have listened? Certainly not. But if he came into this world as milquetoast, whatever. In other words, if he came as a Minnesotan, I don't know, whatever. Oh yeah, he's our buddy. He's the one who said, be either hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. But if he was lukewarm, oh my goodness, he would be just the greatest thing ever. Because nothing's right or wrong. Nothing's good or bad. Everything just whatever. If you like it, do it. It's okay. It's okay for you. So that's where we're at. We're finding ways of saying, I know what the church teaches, but the church is in the Middle Ages. We don't need to listen to that stuff anymore. We're enlightened now. We're in the 21st century. We invented a new mousetrap. It's better than anything that's ever been. So what's it mean? Nothing's right or wrong. Nothing's good or bad. I can do whatever I want. Just let me be lukewarm. It has never worked. It isn't going to work. St. Paul told us, the church of the living God is the pillar and the foundation of truth. Jesus said, you are made for the truth. And the truth will set you free. We want lies. We don't want the truth. As a society, that is what we have been fed with, spoon-fed with massive amounts of lies. And we just keep buying into it. They said it on TV, it must be true. Everybody else is doing so, it must be right. We know better than that. But it's more convenient. Because if I go against what everybody else is doing, they're going to think I'm weird. They're not going to want to be my friend anymore. They're not going to think that I'm a nice person. Praise God. Consider the source. If people who don't want to serve God think that you're nuts, then you're doing pretty well. If people who want to live an immoral life think that you're a prude, then you're doing pretty well. The truth is always right in the middle. So we always have to be careful to maintain the balance. That's the challenge always for us. But the beautiful thing is, the truth is objective. It is the same for everyone. St. Paul said about Jesus, he was manifest in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed to the Gentiles, believed in throughout the world. Throughout the world. It is the same Jesus Christ who is the truth. The truth cannot change. It never will. Right now, we have lots of people who are in the church who wear some pretty fancy vestments, and they're trying everything that they can in their power to change the truth. They can't. They're going to try to tell us that you don't have to believe that anymore. That's, those aren't really things that are, a make it or break it thing, and whatever they want to try and say. It's garbage. It's a lie. As I have many, many, many times said and will continue to say, I don't care what color cassock someone wears. If it's the black of a priest, if it's the purple of a bishop, it's the red of a cardinal, or the white of a pope, if anyone says something different from what Jesus Christ said and what the church has always taught, stick with Jesus and the church, because the church is the pillar and the bulwark of truth. Our faith is not in a cardinal or in a bishop or in a priest. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. And it is to him and to him alone that we must be faithful. That is a requirement. And so we need, as Jesus said, be hot or cold. Yeah, we played the flute, but you didn't dance. We sang a dirge, but you didn't cry. We just want to be in the gray. We want to be in the middle. We want to just not be bothered with things. We want to do what we want to do. We need to do what God wants us to do. Is that where our focus is? Are we really being serious about serving the Lord? That's the question that we have to all ask ourselves over and over again. Where am I compromising? Where am I rounding off the corners? Where am I finding ways around the truth to my own convenience or to fit in or whatever it might be? These are hard things for us to look at. They're hard because they're going to require us to change. We don't like to change. But when we stop and look at it and say, but if I actually change to live according to the gospel, to live what the church teaches, then I'm changing to become more perfectly the person God made me to be, which is only good and beautiful. And it's going to bring peace and fulfillment. Just look in your life, all the lies that we bought, all the garbage that we've been fed, has it brought peace? We all know better than that. Has it brought fulfillment? Why are we still seeking if it's brought fulfillment? There's only one place we're going to find it, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the truth, and it is that truth that has been proclaimed throughout the world, and that truth that will remain forever the same. Because as St. Paul said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot change. And therefore, the truth cannot change. So no matter what country we live in, no matter what age we live in, it doesn't matter. The truth is the same for everyone, and the truth will set you free. So we are being presented with that. And are we going to do the Minnesota thing and just go, whatever? Or are we going to say, I need to make some adjustments in my life? If I'm not living according to the truth here, 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 whatever it is, then I need to make the adjustment. I need to embrace the truth. I need to live the truth. Because the truth only is going to set me free.